how we weave, yeah.
Cross out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the script prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you, precept upon precept, line upon line, the script say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Good morning. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I today am your host, Captain Aparium, and today my reader is?
My name is Soldier Zarishadai.
Soldier Zarishadai. What tribe, brother?
From the tribe of Benjamin.
Tribe of Benjamin. All praises. All right. I'm Captain Aparium, for those that don't know me, from the tribe of Ephraim. All right. So welcome. Welcome today. We got a packed show with some, as always, pertinent information when it comes to the nation of Israel and when it comes to the mission that the Most High God has placed upon us, so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, to fulfill, all right, to accomplish the mission to accomplish, which is to raise up the children of Israel as one stick, as it says in Ezekiel 37. Says we will no longer be two sticks. Southern Kingdom, which consists of the tribes of so-called African Americans, Jamaicans, and Haitians, and the Northern Kingdom, which starts with the Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Dominicans, Mexicans, Colombians, Peruvians, all the way on down, all the Central and South American countries. Right? We make up the 12 tribes of Israel. We are the true Jews according to biblical, geographical, okay, and all types of facts.
Too many.
Okay, too many that have been hidden for many, many years, but all praises to the Most High, the prophets are back, and we're raising, bringing out this awareness, bringing out this true information that your pastors will not do, but we'll try to refute what we're trying to do. Okay, not trying to do. We don't try, we do what we're doing. Let me clarify that. All right, so with that being said, The topic for the show today is the 8 atrocities committed against the Puerto Ricans, who again are the tribe of Ephraim. And again, on this show, we go over all the tribes, okay? And that's why it's called Native Latin and Black Lost History, all right? Because we are one nation. So it's important that both Northern and Southern Kingdom understand, as we brought out ad nauseum, that we are the same people. And we have gone through the same atrocities. And it's kind of fitting because Captain Isaac found an article that he posted on our captain's group this morning. I wasn't going to even discuss it. I was going to go right into the topic. But it's very fitting. Very, very fitting. It's disturbing. Very disturbing. As I speak about it now, it angers me. But what pacifies me is the scripture. Okay, if you got it, if you know where it's at, we'll get it. If not, we'll keep it moving. But Most High God said, I think it's Joel, he will plead for us. And then give me, matter of fact, give me vengeance is mine. Do you know where that one's at? If you got it, get it. But give me Joel in the meantime. All right. All right. Most High God got our back. All right. Scripture says, Most High God said, vengeance is mine. Okay, so we mentioned it ad nauseum, okay? I mean, we have it as a screensaver before every show that starts, all right? We're not a hate group, all right? We ain't doing anything physical, okay? Our battle is spiritual, as it says in Corinthians, all right? It's not carnal, all right? So, Esau, we know you're listening. You're never going to get us on that, okay? Because we follow this blueprint that the Most High God gave us. All right. And it's not a carnal blueprint. OK, so you're not going to get us on that. All right. I'm just going to keep it honest because that's not how we roll. In fact, on the contrary, Romans 12:18 says, if it be at all possible, be at peace with all men. All right. And that's what we follow, because that's a commandment. You got it?
Yes, sir. Do you want me to start with Joel chapter 2, verse 27?
Just get straight to the point. If you see something that complements it, then start from there.
Well, it's going to like preface.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Joel, chapter 2, and verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So the Most High God says that ye shall know, regardless of everything that going on and has gone on with his people, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, who are the true Israelites, regardless of all the atrocities that we're going to cover today, that the Puerto Ricans, that Esau, America has done to the so-called Puerto Ricans, the tribe of Ephraim, and has done to the 12 tribes of Israel, regardless of all of that, what did he say? Read it again.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
And let me tell you something. God means power. That's a power that we have, meaning in the midst that he's with us all the time, provided we follow the law, statutes, and commandments, not what... speak closer to the mic.
Okay.
Not what Christianity likes to tell us, that he's for everybody. No, man. Read again.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
No, of all nations.
Of Israel.
Why don't they read that in your church? But they'll go ahead and try to trick you up with, Jews and Gentiles, Jews and Greeks.
That's right.
Not even knowing the history. I saw this pastor a video yesterday.
Yesterday, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
The 10 things you should use to go against Israelite, Hebrew Israelites. And this is a brother, too. It wasn't even a Caucasian guy. This was a brother. All right, but might as well be Caucasian, right, if you're following their blueprint.
That's right.
And he was trying to refute everything in the Bible, right? Everything that we teach, basically. Okay, cutting himself left and right with the same scriptures that he's bringing out. You got something?
You know, no, I'm just about to say, it's funny how you want to refute the book,
mm-hmm.
the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not using the Bible.
No. No, he quoted a few scriptures here and there that
right.
cut him.
Right.
Because if you don't have no knowledge or understanding of this book, which they don't.
Exactly.
Okay, and one of the main reasons why they don't, okay, is, of course, Most High hasn't put that spirit on them yet. Not to say they can't repent,
true.
Right? Yet.
True.
But they've learned the Bible from the same oppressors.
Absolutely.
So nothing has changed when you go to theology school, if you're a black Hispanic or Native American.
Right.
Nothing has changed, meaning what? Nothing has changed from slavery.
Absolutely.
Because the same thing they did with our book in slavery is what they do in theology school. Because
exactly.
If they ain't telling you that that's your book, which they're not,
there you go.
You paid to be a slave.
That's true.
Because you had to pay to go to theology school, right? So you paid to be a slave. You're paying thousands of dollars to continue slavery.
Man.
And guess what? It trickles down to your people because they're using you to say the same thing. So you are guilty?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest trick
that
Esau has ever done. Pay me to keep you in slavery.
Exactly.
And to keep your people in slavery.
Uh-huh.
You hear this doggone man?
To perpetuate perpetuate
his agenda.
So,
the hell with some theology school. That makes no doggone sense. Okay, and there's other camps out there, man. But guess what? IUIC is your theology school, and it's free. All you got to do is come in order, right?
Yes, sir.
And come humble, first and foremost. Humble and in order. And understand that we have order here.
Yes, sir.
And it's free. Wow. It's priceless what we offer here.
Absolutely.
NIUIC.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go back. This is the power hour, so we're going to be moving.
So this is the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and that I am the Lord your God.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. That's a pronoun. Your means possessive. Your.
Absolutely.
All right.
And none else.
And none else, meaning no other nation. Hit it.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
We shall never be ashamed, regardless of what the Caucasian man has taught us, what history has taught us, what the school system has taught us. And you're going to see with this article that's on the screen that I'm going to hit, this is shameful, not for us, for what this devil did. Go ahead.
This is the book of Joel, chapter 3 and verse 2. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat.
No, we're going to do that.
I.
Meaning the Most High God who's speaking here through the spirit of Joel, speaking to the spirit of the Most High. Go ahead.
Will also gather all nations.
Uh-huh.
And will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Valley of decision. That's what Jehoshaphat means, or sometimes called Armageddon. Same thing. Go ahead.
And will plead with them there.
And will what?
And will plead with them there.
Listen, we hear the definition of plead, and right away we get Christianity in our brains, and we're like, oh, he's going to ask them, why did you do this? Oh, no. Go ahead.
For my people.
For my people. That ain't going down like that. Go ahead.
And for my heritage.
And for Israel. His heritage. Who?
Israel.
Israel, not all nations. You can't get more clearer than that. And when it says plead there, we don't have time to get into the scriptures, all right? But you'll see, plead there means he's going to destroy them. He's going to set everything up where they destroy themselves, and then he's going to send his son, okay, the black Messiah, with the chariots, the angels, to finish business. Okay? So that's his fight. He got our back, and we got to have the faith to understand that and believe that. You know what our job is? Our weapon is bringing out what I'm bringing out today and what here in IUIC we bring out each and every day, 7 days a week, around
yes,
the clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay? That's what you're going to get from IUIC. You're going to get freedom if you follow the law, statutes, and commandments, because that's what we teach, and that's what you need to follow if you want to be part of IUIC. Right, you got something else?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, when I just read the article real quick, and, you know, just like you, I got really angry. And, you know, the first scripture that I came up with was Ezekiel chapter 25
mm-hmm.
and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the book of Ezekiel chapter 25 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
I will lay my vengeance upon Edom
mm-hmm.
by the end of my people, Israel.
He's going to lay the vengeance. This is the Most High God. He's going to lay his vengeance on who?
Upon Edom.
Edom is the biblical name for the Caucasian man and woman. Go ahead.
By the hand of my people Israel.
Uh-huh.
And they shall do in Edom according to mine anger.
According to his anger, because trust me, the Most High God is indignant. Okay, he has great indignation as to what he's saying. We're going to read it here shortly in Habakkuk. Go ahead.
And according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord.
And they shall know his vengeance, saith the Lord. Okay? El Shaddai, for those of you that don't know, but would probably yell that out in your church, or maybe still do because you're on a fence of what we teach is right in the Bible. You're still not really fully repented. El Shaddai means terrible demonic power. And Job called the king of terrors. Okay? Go ahead.
You know, in a Christian church, they have a song. So it's El Shaddai.
Yeah, I know that song. I know that song. That's why I say it. I know that song. And you know what? And I see people singing it,
uh-huh.
right? And say it, not even uh-huh. knowing what they're saying or singing
Absolutely.
Or asking for.
Absolutely.
All right? Because that means terrible demonic power. Like I said, in Job, they call him the king of terror. So again, I went over here, all right, to break down that this. While this article is probably more than likely going to anger you, and if it don't, check your spirit. But it angered the heck out of me. Badly. All right, because here's what we need to understand. Some of us that aren't repented, we have the mentality, because this is what the Caucasian man has put in our head. Well, I'm doing me. Oh, well, if you can't get yourself right, you can't do better for yourself. That's on you. I'm doing me. Right, because this is the land of opportunity, capitalism, and I guess what? I get all of that. That's good. We created all of that, the Israelites, in our history. Okay, everything that's created here in America was founded from us, the Bible. Understand that. Okay, so it wasn't founded. It was mimicked through the Holy Bible. Hence the judicial system. Judicial system. That's the law, statutes, and commandments. Okay, but I digress. Right? So everything here we have to understand. So this, so again, this article's going to make you angry. Okay, it should. So let me get into it. Carla Lassiter, and the picture's there in case you're wondering if what nationality she is. Okay, Edomite. Okay. Carla Lassiter, teacher who made black student 5 clean toilet, advised to leave town after death threats. Now, we're not reading this or condoning death threats.
Right.
We made that clear, I think, at the beginning. Our weapon is waking our people up to see things like this, to see that the friendly neighborhood Caucasian man and woman, because some of you may say, oh, well, just the men are like that. Oh, no, no, no. They are just as evil or worse. They are not our friend.
They're not so friendly.
They are not. And we hear some proof right here. And I don't want to hear some isolated incident. No, it is not. Because Bible says it's not.
I mean, these isolated incidents have been happening over
and over and over, and still no hope because they are going about it the wrong way.
Absolutely.
But our redemption is nigh, according to the scriptures. Why? Sure. Because we're going about it the way of the Most High God with these scriptures. So check this out. The teacher told Ashton's mother, Ashley, that she didn't have an explanation for making the 5-year-old clean the toilet, but knew she was wrong. So you may be saying, if you just read that, you'd be like, oh, well, what's wrong with having him clean the toilet? It gets better. Underneath the picture, okay, this was published March 13th, by the way, okay? Underneath the Edomite's picture, Karen Lassiter and her family have been advised by the FBI to leave town after her husband's business began receiving death threats. Okay, now again, we do not condone this because the Most High, as we read, got our back. But we must bring this out. A 5-year-old by his kindergarten teacher. So let me stop right there. His teacher, who we entrust our children with,
right.
With, let me say it the right way, with, just so angry, can't pronounce it.
Right.
Each and every day of our lives that our children grow up in school and have been, this is who we entrust our children to. People who have hate but cannot display it because they need a paycheck.
That's right.
Or want a paycheck.
And, you know, imagine. I mean, our kids are with these people more than...
than they are with us.
Exactly.
Than they are with us. Okay? Than they are with us. A 5-year-old was asked by his kindergarten teacher to clean the toilets, according to GoFundMe page set up for the child, identified as Ashton. The page, which has the little boy in a red hoodie, also says that his teacher, I'm going to read it the way it is because it's in the article, a white female, a Caucasian female, had made him take out feces out of the toilet with his bare hands. With his bare hands.
The hell is this?
The page titled Justin for Ashton has been organized by Mark Cannon on behalf of Tammy Murray, Ashton's grandmother, and says that the child has been traumatized. You think? You freaking think?
5 years old.
Impressionable years. And will need counseling for this tragic act. Yes. But you know what? The counseling that's really going to make him see why this person, this demon did this,
right.
Is the Bible.
The Bible.
That's the counseling that we all need. But they're going to take him to who? The same oppressor that made her, right? Maybe not physically made him take the feces out
right.
With his bare hands.
And,
but it's part of the same problem.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to pacify that kid.
Of course. Of course, you know, they are bad people,
mm-hmm.
But not all of us are bad. You know the whole crap, man. We've heard it, man.
Yeah.
Stop it. It further states that his family will also need assistance with legal fees as they try to seek justice from the Pulaski County Special School District. Let's see what else. Let me go down. The 5-year-old is an African-American child that lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. Whew. Clanland and attends Crystal Hill Elementary School. The school is where this alleged incident took place, as per a statement made by Murray on Facebook on Tuesday. In the statement, Murray says she found out about the incident through the middle daughter, Ashley. So they wouldn't ever even talk, because the child ain't going to say anything. Right. This is such a damn shame, man. That's what I was going to say earlier. We say to ourselves, oh, well, we can do better for ourselves. That's how we defeat them. Some of them even say we'll get into politics, which hasn't worked and never will.
Right.
We'll get a job, good job. We'll get education, get up there, move up. And then they forget about their people. They just worry about themselves, right?
Absolutely.
Not even realizing or giving thought that they have a five-year-old child too, that this can happen to. And they don't get their NIG wake-up call until it happens to them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I have more degrees than a thermometer. Or my education.
Is it going to help?
Why is this happening to me? Because the scripture says this is going to happen to you and your people and your nation until we repent and we get redemption from the Most High God, as we just read, and Christ, the Black Messiah.
That's right.
She said, Ashton's, my mother's grandson teacher, made him put his hand in the commode and clean out his feces and tissue because he stopped up the commode. Man, that's what a plunger's for, damn it. Why don't you get your nasty behind there with your plunger, right? And you start plunging that thing. Why? Because if it was an Edomite kid's feces, oh, so, it's okay, Timothy.
Right.
It's okay, Brittany. Mm-hmm. I'll plunge it.
Exactly. But
this is how they think about us. They would make us eat our own feces in slavery.
Crazy.
So this is nothing new, man.
No, sir.
This is nothing new. She said, Ashton's, my grandson's teacher, made him put his hand in the commode and clean out his feces and tissue because he stopped up the commode. Then he's a kid. My kids do that. Yeah, I get upset.
5 years old.
I just plunge the hell out of the toilet. I'm going to make them do it. She further said she called the elementary school, blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm not going to get into the rest of it, but y'all can read it. It's on there. Post the link, producer. All right. But it's relative with the topic today. It's relative. Because, yes, in this case, it's an young African-American child of ours. Yes, ours. I look at him as my son. Because he is. Because we're one nation. The hatred must stop.
Yes, sir. That does remind me of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 50, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to show favor to the young nor the old.
Read that. That's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up. Matter of fact, start with the fierce nation of fierce kind.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start there, because we have to set the picture, because this, again, is relative with the topic today, with the 8 atrocities committed against the Puerto Rican people.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, in verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the
old. You got to read further, I guess, so they can get the picture.
49.
Mm-hmm.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far.
Far, meaning from, right? Basically, primarily from Europe, okay? From far, meaning this was going to happen here in the States as well. Okay, go ahead.
From one end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies.
Because their symbol is the eagle. Okay, all the Edomite nations, their symbol is the eagle. Go ahead.
A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Right, because we spoke Hebrew. Go ahead.
A nation
They came with an English language that we didn't know about. Go ahead.
A nation of fierce countenance.
Of what?
Fierce countenance.
When you have a fierce countenance, when that's in your spirit, you don't care. You'll do stuff like this, make a child. Mm-hmm. An Israelite child that God, he just said when we read it, God's inheritance. You just made God's inheritance pick up his old crap from the toilet because he stopped it up. Go ahead.
A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old.
Will not regard the person of old. They didn't care in slavery how old you were. You still had to go pick that cotton or go ahead and pick the grapes, like I was talking with my son on the way here to school today, how they would make us carry anchors. You read the book. Bartolome de las Casas, a short account of the destruction of the Indies. Anchors from a ship, just for no reason, just because. They will cut our hands if we didn't bring enough riches for them. That's a nation of fierce continents. Make you pick feces out of the toilet with your head. Go ahead.
Nor show favor to the young.
Nor shall favor to the young. Finish that. Is that it?
That's it, sir.
That's it. So they have no regard, old or young, as we just saw in this article. And again, that's going to cross over with today's topic. So let's start with Habakkuk, which is what I really wanted to start before I got an article. But this is going to, again, doesn't matter. But you're going to see that their spirit ain't right, the scripture says. Go ahead. Two, and we're going to start from one. We got to get the full picture here. Go ahead.
This is the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And will watch to see what he will say unto me.
This is Habakkuk in the spirit, okay? Wants to see what the Most High God will say to him. Go ahead.
And what I shall answer when I am reproved.
When you are corrected. Go ahead.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables.
The Most High God gave him a commandment that whatever he's about to see, to write in the tables. The tables, give me Isaiah 30 and 8. What are the tables? Did he tell him just to inscribe it in the table that we eat on? What are the tables?
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever.
Forever and ever. So everything that's in this Bible is for a time to come, forever and ever. So what we're about to read, this is who they are. This is who the Caucasian man and woman is forever and ever. So he told Habakkuk to write that because we're going to need to know that in the last days, the characteristics of our enemies. And this is one of the parts in the Bible that talks about the characteristics of our enemies. You want proof that we're telling the truth? The Bible will tell you. There's plenty of scriptures. The scriptures describe the characteristics of us, God's chosen. When you read Genesis 49 and throughout the other places in the Bible, and when you read Genesis 25, Genesis 27, it describes the Caucasian man and all our enemies. The whole Bible is a history book. So all of the captivities that we were under and all the atrocities that the ruling nations at that time did to us is revealed in the book. Okay, go ahead.
Write the vision. And make it plain upon tables.
Make it plain. So there's nothing going to be or should be confusing about what we're about to bring out or anything in this Bible. Now, yes, the Most High has to give you the spiritual understanding and open up your mind. Right. Sure. And that comes from learning from men who have been in this walk before you. Absolutely. But the Bible's a plain book. I've always said that for years. It's really a plain book. Guess what? Do not steal. What does that mean?
Don't steal.
Do not covet someone else's wife. What does that mean?
You see a brother with his wife, don't envy him for his wife and try to get his wife.
Keep the Sabbath holy. What does that mean? And it tells you how to keep it holy.
Absolutely.
Wear fringes. Tells you how. Okay? There's plenty. I can go on and on. So it's plain.
That he may run that readeth him.
That you may run that readeth him. Meaning what? That once you read this, you should say to yourself, doggone. That article that Captain Aparian brought out, but primarily with these scriptures, proves that they're the damn devil and they have no love for us.
Absolutely.
Even if you got Caucasian friends. Right? Because they like to throw that around the Caucasian. I got black friends. Okay? No. You have acquaintances that happen to be from the nation of Israel.
There you go.
But you don't care about them because I bet you this same woman said the same thing. She got black friends. I teach black kids. Yeah, you teach them to clean their own feces with their hands. Because you're upset because you can't stand us. That's the bottom line. And here's the proof. Go ahead.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
This is the time right now. What Most High God showed Habakkuk, they knew that Esau was the damn enemy back then. The damn devil the Bible speaks. So they knew that.
Yes,
but he made him write it down so that we could know it because he understood declaring the end from the beginning in Isaiah 46 and 10 that we were going to lose our memory of how evil our enemies are, and that, yes, we have enemies. Go ahead.
It shall speak.
It shall speak. I'm speaking now from the Bible.
And not
from this article. The proof will come out is what that means in the end.
Mm-hmm. And not lie.
And it's not going to lie. See, so before you read this article, you probably said, no, they're good, right? Christ is a Caucasian man. Not. Revelation 1, 14, 15 proves that. Daniel 10 and 6 proves that. Okay? That is wrong. Proves that it's wrong. There's no scripture in the Bible you will find that describes him as a Caucasian man with blonde hair and blue eyes looking like a surfer dude. No. Right? But it says what? But in the end, it shall speak and not lie. Things will be revealed that they are evil and hate us.
Yes, sir.
This is a teacher. Here's, you know what's important about this? This is a teacher in the education system. And this is the education she's getting. How is that kid going to grow up now? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The mental problem with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He already knows that that's wrong.
Bro, they don't even do that in his house, man.
Exactly.
Come on, man. See, Most High knows what he's doing because I have to smack a B up. In that moment, again, no, that's not scriptural, and this is why I'm far away from Arkansas right now.
Right.
But that make you want to smack and get him a nice fresh one in the freaking mouth, bro.
Hey, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Crack the jaw. And it had the husband come and crack his jaw.
Mm.
But we're spiritual men, so we don't go that route. But that's
right.
the righteous anger.
Right.
The indignation.
Yeah, that's the type of emotion it evokes in you, you know?
Go ahead, bro.
Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
It will not tarry, okay? All right? Destruction of America will come, according to the Bible. It will not tarry. And the things that he's about to write will come. It will not tarry. Go ahead.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him.
His soul, meaning the Caucasian man, Esau, according to the Bible, his biblical name, his soul, his spirit, making a kid take out his own feces. That's what his soul told him to do. Is what? Not upright. But before that, it says is lifted up because they're pompous. They think that's the pride. I can do this and get away with it. This is what she thought. We spoke about it many times on this show. The videos of the cop that shot the Judah brother, the so-called African-American brother, complying with his orders.
Right.
He said, get the wallet. He said, I got to get it. It's in the car. He gets it. He shoots him. He says, well, you shot me. The white cop says, Caucasian cop says, I don't know. She says that in the article. That we read it. She doesn't know why she has no explanation. It's quote. That's the best you could give me is you got no explanation.
I don't know. It's code word for I hate you, but I just don't want to tell you.
Right. Because I want to keep my job.
That's right.
Okay? Because I'm an educator. I'm educated. Mm-hmm. Crime like that, the punishment for a crime like that in slavery would have been from the conquistadors, would have cut the same hand off.
Absolutely.
That she made him do that. Of her hand. Not the child's, her hand. Go ahead. Read it from the top again, 4.
Verse 4. Behold, a soul which is lifted up is not upright in him.
That goes with Isaiah 14 when it says their pomp shall be brought down to the ground. Their pride is what?
But the just shall live by his faith.
But the just, meaning the Israelites, we're going to overcome all of this.
Yes, sir.
We're going to overcome. Most High God got our back. We're not going to physically do it, but the Most High God, we may want to do it. Right? But the Most High in Christ got our back. Okay? Go ahead.
Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine.
He transgresseth by wine, by lies. Okay? You can find that in Micah 2 and 11. We're not going to go there now for time's sake. Go ahead.
He is a proud man.
There you go. Proud man. That's that soul lifted up. Go ahead.
Neither keep it at home.
Okay, all over the place. All over the world, there's an embassy. There's military. Go ahead. American military, United States military. Go ahead.
Who enlargeth his desire as hell.
Because everywhere they're at, it's hell. That's a state of mind. It's a condition. It's not a fiery place underneath the ground. Okay, although we feel like we're in fire in this captivity, but that's not what it's talking about. Just they everything they touch, they destroy.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And is as death.
As death. Go ahead.
And cannot be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But gather it unto him, all nations.
Gather it up to him, all nations. That's the final nail in the coffin. Banger. Proof.
Right.
That is talking about the Caucasian man. Go ahead.
No,
nothing happens unless the stock market, everything, nothing moves, stock market, et cetera. Decisions are made in their countries.
Yes, sir.
Look at the presidency. They were standing by. Wait, they always stayed in wait. Who's going to be president?
Mm. The world,
that's
the
why they call it the president here, the leader of the free world.
Absolutely.
Nothing moves unless America moves. That's just how it is. That's what
yes,
the scripture's saying. Go ahead.
And he put unto himself all people.
All people. That's that democracy fallacy and all that crap. All right. So we'll stop right there. Let's get into some information. So I want to start with Judah Black Americans, producer. All right. But before we I go into that, give me Jeremiah 50:33, and then I want Zephaniah 2:1. All right. So this was given to us years ago by Bishop Nathaniel. All right. It was a breakdown of the 12 tribes. But I just wanted to focus on this right now. This thing is old, very old. But before we get into this, I want to go over the scriptures. Go ahead.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
Children of Israel, meaning the northern kingdom, and the children of Judah, meaning the southern kingdom. Okay, right here, were oppressed together. Go ahead.
And all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go.
They refused to let us go because they know we're God's chosen. And the Most High God, until this prophecy is fulfilled, that destruction will come to America, okay, by thermonuclear destruction, according to the Bible. All right, so that he decides he's ready to bring that upon us, okay? They refuse to let us go because every captivity they've been in, they've been blessed by our labor. They've gotten riches off of our backs.
Absolutely.
Okay? Give me Zephaniah 2:1.
This is the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2 and verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired.
Let me deal with the bottom part first. O nation not desired. We just read an article that we are not a nation not desired.
Absolutely.
What that Caucasian woman did to this young Israelite, God's chosen heritage.
Yes, sir.
Young man. Young boy. Okay. Read the top part.
Gather yourselves together.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
Gather yourselves together.
Gather together.
Gather together. This is what we're seeing here in this pic. You see the Black Panther Party. And it was prophecy that groups like this, the Young Lords, Brown Berets, were going to stand up. Not BLM, because they stand for wickedness and evilness.
Right, right.
Okay? But these were the men right here that understood that we were a nation not desired and taught unity. We went over there on Wednesday show, the three things that the Most High God has beautified in. One of them is the unity of brotherhood.
Yes, sir.
And the love of neighbors and a husband and a wife that agree together. Okay, give me a second. I won't lose my thought. All right. So now from there, let's go. Remember I said earlier, the Bible describes the characteristics. You want to know who people are? The world is only the world is only populated by 18 nations and 18 nations only. I've done classes on that. It's probably time due for another one on that. Okay. But 18 nations only. And every nation is described in the Bible who they are today. Nothing's changed because they like to say, oh, well, those people don't exist anymore. Right. But it's interesting. The ones they say don't exist are the God's chosen, but everybody else is still walking the earth.
Yes,
I've asked people who are Elam, who are Iranians and Persians and live in India. Oh, you guys are the Persians. Yeah, how'd you know that?
Mm.
I said, I study history. You ask Moab and Ammon, the Chinese and Japanese, they will tell you, yes, that's their forefather.
Right.
Okay? Yes. Every nation knows that their forefathers, their nationality is in the Bible, but Israel. Okay, so Black Panthers understood this. So again, you want to know who's who? The Bible will tell you based on the characteristics of this individual, and it's up to you to see. Damn, the scripture says that Esau was a cunning hunter. I've yet to see a magazine, a hunting magazine, with our people on it.
All right.
I'm sorry. We know better than to go hunting with Esau. We know we ain't coming back. We accidentally become the deer. Dick Cheney years ago did that with his own freaking other Edomite.
Wow.
Shot him in the ass. How do you shoot somebody in the ass when you're looking for a deer? I don't know. An ass and a deer don't look the same.
Bruh.
Okay? But their spirit ain't upright in them. I ain't never going to hang out with no damn Esau. I may not come back.
Huh?
They just may have seen my teachings and have set me up.
Hey, don't, because you know they watch them.
Of course, man. Of course. Anyway, let's go into it. Genesis 49 and 8. Genesis 49 and 8. Just characteristics, how we know that Judah is the so-called African-Americans today. Yeah, yeah, you got to put tabs on that bad boy, bro.
Oh, sorry.
You got like the scroll, the Torah, there, like the real Torah.
All right. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 49 and verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise.
Well, I wish we shall praise them. They led the movement and awareness that we were an oppressed people. Okay? Judah means God's praise. There's another reason why it says that. Okay? That's what the name Judah means.
Yes,
God's praise. Go ahead.
Thy
Christ
hand
came from the tribe of Judah.
Absolutely.
The tents of Judah shall rise first. All praises to the Most High God. We needed that. You northern kingdom that can't stand so-called African-Americans. Most High God said we needed them to rise up first, damn it. Go ahead.
Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies.
Here's the proof. Look at the pictures. It started with the Black Panther movement. The necks were in hands were in the necks of our enemies. Predominantly the Caucasian men. Yes, the other nations are our enemies too, the Bible says. And they evil as all get out also. But Esau took it to another level. Okay.
Thy father's children shall bow down before thee.
Mm-hmm. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee, because Christ is from the tribe of Judah. Okay? And also because of this, we were going to see what they did to open. This is why you hear me say that these movements were spiritual.
Absolutely.
They were necessary for us bringing out this word today.
Judah is a lion's whelp.
Lion's whelp, because I've mentioned it many times on this show. When I was growing up, the so-called black men, they were about black power.
Absolutely.
The term the man came out then.
Mm.
Whitey, all of that stuff. Because they understood their oppression, right? They understood their oppression. They were a lion's whelp. They would train us. Okay? They understood that Hispanics, falsely so-called, were also their brothers. And they trained us to be men.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
From the prey, my son, thou art gone up, stooped down.
But he stooped down, right? For many reasons, politics, they got into politics thinking that was going to be the way, found out it wasn't. So they lost the motivation, right? They lost the motivation. Many of these men lost the motivation or they killed them. Okay, and understand again, let's not forget, these were teenagers and young adults in their 20s, early 20s, that started this. Fred Hampton, 21, when he was murdered, assassinated by Esau. Okay, these were all young men in the Young Lords, Brown Berets. Okay, Dr. David Sanchez, who we had as a guest on the show, said at 16 he got assaulted, beat up by a cop, and that's woke him up, a Caucasian cop. But what happened? They stooped down. But it's okay. This is just a characteristic so you can know who Judah was, right? Who Judah is, rather. But the prophets are back, and we're standing up. We ain't stooping down no more. We ain't no couching lions. We're lions, rhinos, and all the type of ensigns. Go ahead.
He couched as a lion.
Uh-huh.
And as an old lion, who shall rise him up?
Who shall rouse him up? The Most High God, Christ, through the Spirit of the Most High and the Spirit of this Bible. And that's why we have been roused up. We're back. Israel's back, like that track says.
We're
right?
Back.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah.
The scepter represents rulership, leadership, okay? It means a king.
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet.
Okay, meaning what? That Christ was going to be born Okay?
From a man.
Right. Created by a man through the Spirit of the Most High God and born through the woman. Through sex. Go ahead.
Until Shiloh comes.
Shiloh means peaceable one until he returns, the peaceable one. He has many, many names. Go ahead.
And unto him shall be the gathering of the people.
We've seen that right here in these pictures, and we're seeing that right now with this truth. Started teaching on the streets in New York. And even goes further than that, but I don't have time to get into that now for the topic. But there's a lot of history behind us waking up. Okay? This goes with the tents of Judah shall rise first. We were going to look to them to be led. Okay? Remember, we can't make it into the kingdom unless we all make it. So it ain't just Judah. Just like we didn't make it into the promised land by ourselves, we had Joshua, who was from the tribe of Ephraim, and Caleb, who was from the tribe of Judah. How interesting is that? Just the tables have flipped now. Judah woke up first again in the regeneration, and we followed. And we're looking to get to that promised land again. Give me Zechariah 2 and 7. Move a little quicker because we're running short on time.
Okay. So the book of Zechariah, chapter 2 and verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Zion.
Deliver thyself, O Zion. Zion is another word for Israel, okay? The nation of Israel.
That dwellest with the daughter of Babylon.
So we have to deliver ourselves. How? Not through these movements, because obviously they fail. Why? Because while they were great, and I honor and admire these movements passionately, they were missing one important piece. True nationality and the Bible. Two important pieces, right? A true heritage and the Bible, which comes from the Bible. But the Bible was the one piece they were missing.
Right.
They were not teaching that they are God's chosen and that redemption and rulership is for them, for us. Okay? So let's go now to the 8 atrocities committed against Puerto Ricans by the U.S. So I want to cite the source for this. This is from Liz Verst. All right. Give them credit for putting this together. I did not put this together. And this was written by Jose L. Vega Santiago. That's the author, from Liz Verse. And it was written on October 26, 2012. In fact, this is when I got this, exactly when it was written. I found it online and printed it out. Anyway, I'm going to read. Puerto Rico is an unincorporated territory of the United States. And this goes with what we've been talking about over the last few power hours on Wednesday and Saturdays, Sabbaths. Puerto Rico is an unincorporated territory of the United States located in the Caribbean Sea. It is a small island with a population of almost 4 million citizens. On July 25, 1898, during the Spanish-American War, the United States invaded Puerto Rico and commenced a long relationship between the two. It wasn't a good relationship. It's a bad relationship. Okay, they make it seem like it was fine. With this list, I'll try to underline 8 atrocities committed by the United States in Puerto Rico. Number 8, La Operación. La Operación is a documentary that highlights the female sterilization policy. This policy was implanted by the United States as part of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president of the United States at that time, Operation Bootstrap. In a move toward industrialization, by 1974, 35% of the Puerto Rican women were sterile, and this number reached 39% by 1981. The problem with this sterilization policy is that most of the Puerto Rican women were misinformed, kind of like the COVID-19 vaccine, right? Scratch that, right? Because I know they're kind of like the COVID, okay? Y'all know what I mean. Okay, we're misinformed. I just read that a Utah woman, 38, no underlying, she was Edomite, but still, Utah woman, no underlying conditions, died 4 days after the second shot. Dude, I know people that are taking that thing, man, and they're like, they say it's horrible what they're getting.
Everybody I interviewed that took it said it's horrible.
Right, you're in the industry.
Yes, sir.
So you could speak to that.
Yes, everybody that I've interviewed. Because I interview them.
Right.
I say, hey, how was it? They talk about all the side effects, all how they made them feel. Some people say they still haven't felt normal.
Well,
since they got
there's many articles that I have on that. So, okay. Check this out, though. First of all, Nothing that's good for you should make you feel that way.
Absolutely.
Right? That's common sense, right? Second of all, this article that I posted on the captain's group me and the officer's group me, okay, I forgot to post on the soldiers, of maybe massacred them numbers a little bit, but the people that took it 65 and over, they are 40 times, could be a little, but it's high, 40 times likely to die from in an 8-week period they did this. This was an 8-week period. 40 times more people died, 65 and over. 200 and something plus times people, the lower ages. I'm hold on, man. I'm butchering it. I can't do that to you.
Well, you know, Cap.
Hold on a second.
In 8 weeks, 40 times likely. That's a high, very high mortality rate. Because time is going to continue on. How much more people are going to, you know, succumb to that thing?
Well, this is the point. This is the point. That's that. No, you're right. All right, that's just an 8-week period. Keep talking a little about it while I find it. Okay.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, you know,
about it, because you're in the industry, right? So you're qualified.
Right.
I'm not going to get specific detail, but you're in the medical industry to at a certain level.
Yeah. You know, and you know, I've knowledge of people have passed after they've taken it. I'm not going to say, you know, particularly that's the reason, because it has not been confirmed that is the reason. But you can put one and two together and say, hey, if X, Y, and Z person was okay, and then soon after they took this thing, they're no longer with us, then you might want to think that it could have been that is the reason why that happened to that person. You know, I've seen people who have lost their mind actually from taking that thing also.
I'm hearing back from. What's going on? What am I hearing? Is that me? Hey, how does that pick up? Oh, it was coming from the phone? Okay. All right, check this out. I'm just going to get straight to the point. You know what? Let me post it. Producer, can you post this, please, real quick? I don't want to digress too much, man. It's all relative. Hold on.
Keep talking.
It's
crazy, man. And
there we go.
The people, I'm like, what possessed? I mean, you know, I'll ask. You know, so what was your drive to actually get this?
Give me 1 second. You don't have to post the video per se. I just want like the beginning of it, the screenshot in the front. That's really the main thing of it. They could watch it on their own time. Matter of fact, y'all could put on the. This video may not. You know what? Don't. Just put the covering on it. It is what it is. If it gets bumped off, it gets bumped off. You got what I'm saying, producer? Did you get it? Producer. Okay, he can't talk. Go to just go real quick to 8 seconds. Yeah, you continue talking.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, I was asking, what's your motivation?
9 seconds. You know, 9 seconds. Go ahead.
Behind why you take it? You know, a lot of people is just fear.
Yeah, they don't know. They did a good number on people, because there's people that I'm finding out that have taken it, not of Israel,
right,
the other
right.
nations that I'm like, wow, you hear them talk, they were talking strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you
right.
know, patriotism. Is he hearing me? You're messing around with this, but I need him to get this.
Right, you know.
Post it, producer. What I just want 9 seconds. You're eating into my time. If you can't get it, let me know. All right, we're gonna keep moving. Of course, when he doesn't have help back there, he can't.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, man. What's up?
It's not on Telegram.
I just posted on the Power Hour.
It hasn't came through, Cap.
All right, never mind. Let's continue reading. Anyway, the numbers ain't good. So the problem with this sterilization policy is that most of the Puerto Rican women were misinformed about the sterilization process, and most of the women didn't know what the consequences would be. Number 7, Vieques. Vieques is an island municipality of Puerto Rico located in the northeastern Caribbean. It is also known as La Isla Nena. Vieques has a total area of 134.4 square miles and is inhabited by more than 9,000 Viequenese, still Ephraimites. okay, Puerto Ricans, from 1941 to May 1, 2003, the United States Navy used Vieques for naval training and testing. From 1941 to 1942, the U.S. Navy expropriated 22,000 of Vieques' 33,000 acres. By 1963, the Navy owned 22,600 acres of Vieques. Again, that wasn't their land. Took it, just like the Bible prophecy in Deuteronomy 28. Almost 70% of the island they own. It's probably more than that today. In 1948, they commenced bombing exercise, which continued for 55 years. Over the course of their stay, more than 22 million pounds of military and industrial waste was deposited on the island. The island was bombarded an average 180 days per year, and in 1998, the Navy dropped 23,000 bombs of the island. That's why we joke here on the show that that's why Ephraim's crazy. All right, all them damn chemicals and stuff, agents from those bombs. Professor Jose Seguino Barbosa, director of the Geography Department of the University of Puerto Rico at Río Piedras, states in his study, Vieques, the Ecology of an Island Under Siege, that the eastern tip of the island constitutes an area with more craters per kilometer than the moon. As a result of all this, the cancer rate in Vieques is 27% higher than in the mainland. Most of the elements and toxic compounds, and it's high in the mainland. Most of the elements and toxic compounds dumped in the island were arsenic, lead, mercury, calcium, depleted uranium, and napalm. Studies show that the ground, that's why a lot of our brothers came back from Vietnam all jacked up.
Oh, crazy.
Okay. Studies show that the groundwater in Vieques is contaminated by nitrates and explosives. Sounds like Detroit, right?
Most.
Testing done in the Cacos Bay showed concentrations of cadmium in crabs 1,000 times greater than the whole world organization's tolerable ingestion maximum dosage. The whole world's.
Are those the same crabs they use as delicacies?
Yep. Same crabs that eat from East, because they're not aware of Leviticus 11. Heavy metals have been found in other species of fish. So go figure why our people are jacked up over there. Six, and we've spoken about this hero ad nauseum, and we will continue to, because he's this man. We haven't even touched the surface on the power and the influence this man had on our people. Radiation experiments. Dr. Pedro Albizu Campos was a prominent leader in the independence movement of Puerto Rico. He was a leader of an independence movement. That means you're not free. You're trying to get independence. From who? The Caucasian man. Albizu was imprisoned numerous times for seditious, what they say was seditious, conspiracy against the United States. As we've been reading in the war against all Puerto Ricans, that was not the case. He was trying to free his people. But it's seditious when your enemy is in control of you.
Right, once you're not with their agenda.
Right. While in prison, Albizu said he was a subject, and not that he said, it was a written proof. Right? You know, not that he just said it. It happened. He said he was a subject of human experimentation without consent or warning. The U.S. government's response was that Albizu was insane. The president of the Cuban Cancer Association, Dr. Orlando Dumoy, traveled to Puerto Rico to examine Albizu. Dr. Dumoy reported burns on Albizu's body caused by intense radiation. How is that insanity? It is said that they placed a metal clip and film on Albizu's skin, and the clip radiated into the film. Albizu died in 1965, and more than 75,000 Puerto Ricans carried his remains to the Old San Juan Cemetery. In 1994, under the administration of ex-President Bill Clinton, the United States Department of Energy disclosed that human radiation experiments had been conducted without consent on prisoners in Puerto Rico during the 1950s and 1970s. But we know it just wasn't isolated to prisoners, because we read the sterilizations and the other stuff that we've gone over that they did to the Northern Kingdom brothers and sisters. Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, he wrote an article in Time magazine. Dr. Cornelius Rhodes was an American doctor and pathologist that became infamous for performing several objectionable experiments with human beings. In 1931, sponsored by the Rockefeller Institute, Rhodes, the same ones that are behind the vaccine, by the way, Rhodes deliberately infected several Puerto Rican citizens with cancer cells. Supposedly, 13 of the patients died. Now, how did he do that? Through some form of vaccination or other stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. Supposedly, 13 of the patients died. Dr. Rose once said in a written document in Time magazine that you see right here in the picture, the Puerto Ricans are the dirtiest, laziest, most degenerate, and thievish race of men ever to inhabit this sphere.
Sounds familiar.
He didn't say black Puerto Ricans. He said Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay? So, because they feel that way, they should allow a five-year-old, force a five-year-old child to take out his own feces from the toilet. Okay? Just to show you. The Puerto Ricans are the dirtiest, laziest, most degenerate, and thievish race of men ever to inhabit this sphere. I have done my best to further the process of extermination by killing off 8 and transplanting cancer into several more. All physicians take delight in the abuse and torture of the unfortunate subjects. You hear this? Their spirit ain't upright. We just read that. An investigation done in 2003 by biothesis Dr. Jay Katz found that the accusations were all founded and documented.
So you mean to tell me with all of this evidence and information that has been recorded, that's a primary source. That's coming from the man who did it, right?
That's right.
And today in 2021, you still feel comfortable, you know, doing that?
Of course they do. They better repent quickly. Four, the Ponce Massacre. The Ponce Massacre, which took place on March 21st, 1937, was one of the most violent episodes in the history of the 20th century in Puerto Rico. One of the most violent. The activity was announced in El Mundo newspaper on March 19th, indicating that the meeting of the Nationalists in Ponce and adjacent areas would be at 2 p.m. in front of the Nationalist Party headquarters in Ponce. Remember, Albizu Campos head this up. Pedro Albizu Campos. That morning, Colonel Olbeta, the chief of police, traveled to Ponce with the intention of prohibiting the Nationalist activity, again, under the instructions of ISO, as we know. Headquarters in Ponce. That morning, Colonel Olbeta, the chief of police, traveled to Ponce with the intention of prohibiting the Nationalist activity. A week before, the Nationalists had requested authorization for the march for Mayor Jose Tolmos Diego, who was away from Puerto Rico on vacation and had left Dr. William Gelpi as acting mayor. Actually, it's probably Helpi. Helpi as acting mayor. Helpi authorized Casimiro Barenguel, the military instructor of the Cadetes de la República, to disseminate information to the effect that permission had to be granted by Mayor Tolmos Diego. The Nationalists had filed a request despite the fact that the laws of Puerto Rico allowed parades or public acts to be held without the need to ask permission. The police, under the command of Guillermo Soldivilla, the head in Juana Diaz, and Felipe Blanco, cordoned off the demonstrators, using expert marksmen mobilized from all the police stations in Puerto Rico. The police covered the corner where the Nationalist Council was located on Marina Street between Aurora and Hobos Streets. Meanwhile, the cadets of the Republic and the Nurses Corps organized in three columns. The cadets wore a uniform of white trousers, we read this a few weeks back, black shirts, black caps, and on the left sleeve, a Calatravian cross. Leading the column was Cadet Captain Tomas Lopez de Victoria. The young women formed up as the Nurses Corps, wearing white uniforms and marching behind the young men, all in order, as the scripture says, but important nonetheless. Bringing up the rear was the band, made up of 5 or 6 musicians. So that's obvious that they were peaceful, right? Musicians. Nearby in Aurora and Marina Streets, almost in front of where the council was located, the families of the cadets came together with other Nationalists who had come to see the parade. The band played La Borinqueña, and the captain of the cadet corps, Tomas Lopez de Victoria, immediately gave the order to step off. At the precise moment when they were about to do so, Soldevila raised the whip, put it to the chest of Lopez de Victoria, and told him that they could not march. Police officer Armando Martinez ran from the corner in front of the Nationalist Council toward Marina Street, firing once into the air, which unleashed volleys of shots from arms of different calibers. People died instantly and others died later, for a total of 19. Police officers Seferino Loyola and Eusebio Sanchez died, victims of the crossfire of their fellows. Georgina Maldonado, a 13-year-old girl, an employee of a nearby gas station, Jose Antonio Delgado, a member of the National Guard who was passing by, and 14 nationalists also died. A number of citizens of Ponce requested that the American Civil Liberties Union investigate what happened on March 21st. An investigating commission on the causes of the Ponce massacre was established, presided over by attorney Arthur Garfield Hayes, a U.S. citizen delegated by the ACLU, with Emilio S. Belaval, the president of Puerto Rico Athenaeum, Mariano Acosta Velalde, the president of the Puerto Rico Bar Association, Francisco M. Zeno, the editor of La Correspondencia newspaper, Antonio Ayuso Valdivicio, the director of El Empirico newspaper, and Manuel Diaz Garcia, a former president of the Medical Association. The commission carried out an exhaustive investigation of the facts and in its report placed the blame on Governor Winship. We read about him in previous Power Hours. It referred to the happenings as the Ponce Massacre. It was all under America, the Caucasian man, Esau. The pill, number three. We're almost done. In the early 1950s, the Puerto Rican women were used for experimentation in the making of the first birth control pill. The pill was invented by Dr. Gregory Goodwin Pincus, but strict laws in the U.S. didn't permit full-scale experimentations. In 1955, Dr. Pincus and his colleagues, that's the devil right there, even looks like a demon in that picture, Harvard obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. John Rock visited Puerto Rico and then decided it was a perfect place to test out their pill due to the lack of anti-birth control laws. The trials began in Rio Piedras, but quickly moved throughout the poor sectors in the island. The experiments was based on poor and working class women. These women were not told the pill was experimental and were not told the negative effects the pill would have on them. Three young women died during these experiments and no investigations were conducted to determine cause of death. Two, colonization. The effect of the colonization is very evident on the Puerto Rican people. La Ley de Moldalsa was implanted by Governor Jesus T. Piñero on 21, 1948, which did not permit any Puerto Rican to show any patriotism or even display Puerto Rican flag. That's an example of our people moving up, right? Yes, with that mentality that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Okay, that hates their people and loves Caucasians more.
Right, becomes that individual.
Right. Or even display the Puerto Rican flag. Puerto Ricans were given citizenship in 1917 with the Jones Act, which was a terrible thing. We've gone over that. We'll go over it in more detail. Puerto Ricans were considered alien in the United States, but once the Jones Act took effect, more than 20,000 Puerto Ricans were drafted by the Army. That's the real reason why they did it. We're good enough to fight for the country and die for this country, but we're not good enough to be treated correctly, right? With the United States came huge changes in the educational system, making American values and principles the main teachings in schools and even forcing teachers to teach English, a nation of fierce countenance with a language that we did not know would come. Right? It wasn't until 1998, that Puerto Ricans changed back to Spanish as their main language of schools, which is also our captor's language also. So that's no proud thing. Okay. The United States implanted an economy that depended on them. See that? They shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to them. This destroyed the agriculture in Puerto Rico. In less than 20 years, 90 cents of each dollar that a Puerto Rican spent went to the United States. Go figure that. 90% went to the United States of every dollar you spent. This made Puerto Rico one of the poorest countries in America. The Puerto Ricans still do not have a defined status. Puerto Rico has one of the worst economies in America and an unemployment rate of more than 16%. That was pre-COVID. Puerto Ricans don't have the same rights for their Social Security or even veterans benefits, even though they meet the same requirements than the people that live in the states. And lastly, Puerto Rico's status. Puerto Rico has been a U.S. territory for more than 100 years and has been defined as a commonwealth since 1952. Puerto Ricans cannot vote for the U.S. president or Congress, but they have to obey federal laws. A resident commissioner represents Puerto Ricans in Congress, but he cannot vote on legislation. So our word doesn't matter. No. Constitution don't really apply to us either then.
That's true.
This affects Puerto Ricans every day. An example of this is the cabotage laws implanted in 1920 by the Jones Act. This law says that Puerto Ricans must use the U.S. Merchant Marine for the oceanic transportation of any goods bought by Puerto Rico. We must do that. This is a problem because Puerto Rico, being an island, does not produce everything it consumes and is obliged in the use of the U.S. Merchant Marine. The U.S. Merchant Marine is one of the most expensive merchant marines in the world. It is estimated that if Puerto Ricans were not forced to use the U.S. Merchant Marine, prices in all imported products would drop 40%. And it would save Puerto Ricans $150 million in product export. And this is as of 2012. This would lower the prices of the exported products and make Puerto Rico a more competitive country in the world market. You could think that Puerto Ricans has the cabotage laws applied because it hasn't defined their political status. But this is not true, because other U.S. territories like the U.S. Virgin Islands don't have to comply with these laws. Another fact is that the Puerto Rican trade produces 25% of the U.S. Merchant Marine's income. So, brothers and sisters, it's real, man. This truth is real. This is no joke. And we actually finished episode 30. All praises. All praises to the Most High God. So, brothers and sisters, we pray. I pray you got edified today. More edification by what was brought out. Just continue to watch us every Sabbath. All right. And every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Arizona time. Time will be changing again, just to another reminder. I believe it's this week coming up soon. Right. All right. So just Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time. So everything is an hour gets added to the the time that we're back now. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So with that, we say shalom.
Shalom. All right. I mean, there's so much evidence that the curses are on all of us.
We got the nations running scared because Israel is back. All lies on us because we keeping them low. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall. Preset solid. We got them on lock. God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen, get ready for our whip to